Hi everyone, this is Jordana Barakov traveling through the desert with you, drink it in style. I just wanted to let you know I happen to be in the airport, really traveling here. But this is amazing technology. We can learn Torah wherever we go. But if you do hear some background noise, I am truly sorry, or any announcements. Again, if you ever want to contact me, you could reach me on my website, JordanaTorah.com, or through Instagram, drinkitin_Jordana. You can find more content there. You can always email me at jbarakov@gmail.com. And if you ever want to sponsor these classes, this is an awesome opportunity. We have many, many listeners live, tremendous amount of numbers, as well as afterwards, people come to the website at Sheer Enjoyment and listen. So Chukat, I want to start off with a story in reference to Chukat. Chukat is based off of the concept of a type of mitzvah, which is called a chok, a mitzvah, that there is a reason, but we're not privy. We don't really know what the reason is for that commandment. And this famous mitzvah that we're talking about is the red cow, the red heifer, the para aduma. When I was 18 years old, I had gone on a Shabbaton on NTSY, and I remember clearly at the very end, we had a session called Ask the Rabbi. And at this session, a young girl who was new to all of the religion, she had a question to the rabbi, a very interesting question that has stayed with me for my entire life so far. We're talking about almost 30 years. And she asked the following question. She said, Rabbi, here I am enjoying this Shabbat that I had with everyone, and now I'm going to leave. What mitzvah do you think, what commandment should I take away with me? What commandment should I take on after this beautiful, uplifting, inspirational Shabbat? So the rabbi turns and he says, it's not one mitzvah that I want you to do, but rather there are two mitzvot that I want you to do. He says, listen very carefully. I don't care which two mitzvot it is, but one of them has to be a mitzvah that you understand, and one of them has to be a mitzvah, a commandment that you don't understand. And he explained, he said, you see, in life, there are many things that are going to happen to us, and a lot of times we're going to understand what's going on. We're going to understand the ins and outs of our occurrences, troubles, or happy occasions. We'll understand it. We'll make sense to us. But then there are going to be times when things are going to happen to us, and we're going to be clueless, and we're not going to understand what's going on. And we'll be like, why is this happening to me? So he says, you see, by keeping these two different types of commandments, one that you do understand and you relate to, and one that you don't understand, and you're doing it anyway because God commanded you to do it, so that's how you develop a connection with God. That's how you develop a relationship. Because not everything in life are we going to understand. And that's why we have these types of mitzvot. That's why we have these types of commandments, like the one we have in this week's Torah portion of Chukat. That when we go through our journey of life, we're not always going to understand all the ins and outs, but there has to come a point in time that we say, you know what? I'm going to listen because God is talking. If anyone is a parent here, or anyone as a child remembers their parents saying, you have to do X, Y, and Z. Why? Because what does the parent say? Because I said so. That's a basic way of training somebody with their observance with God. Not always are we going to understand everything, but we get to the point where we have a leap of faith that God is all good, and whatever he does for us is good. And so I'm going to listen, even if I don't understand. So that's the beauty behind Chukat. Another thing that I want to touch on, besides the actual commandment of the red cow, I want to talk about the power of this, we call it the mei nidah, the potion that's made with the ashes of the actual para aduma that was killed and then burnt and mixed with the spring water. What is so unique and makes it a chukat is that the same item, the same substance that makes one person tahor, pure, is able to make another person tame. I'm so sorry, there's so much announcements going on over here. I hope you could hear me. So the same item that can make somebody pure can also make somebody impure. And so it's an amazing thing that how does this one substance have the capability to make one person pure and make another person impure? And that is another beautiful lesson, that sometimes we go through life and one thing can happen to me and that same thing can happen to somebody else. But we walk away with two different experiences. We walk away with two different impressions. The same thing happened, but our takeaway is totally different. Like, for instance, there are many people. Last week we had over 700 people listening, close to 800 people listening, and I'm sure if people would start discussing about last week's class, what did you learn, what did you learn, there'd be so many different takeaways, but I was the one person talking. So it's so important to understand that an experience happens, but it's our own perceptions, it's what we put into it that makes it something good or bad. To bring this message even stronger, even in this week's prayer portion, you have the story of the snake. And Israel complaining about the man, what's new, right? And as a punishment, God sends these burning snakes, these burning nachashim, and starts killing them. And the people start crying out to Moshe, please, Moshe, help us, help us, help us. And Hashem tells Moshe, you know what you should do? You should make a copper snake, nachash nachoshet. And when everybody looks up at that nachash nachoshet, they'll be healed. So how is it? On the one hand, this nachash, the snake, was killing people. But on the other hand, this copper snake was healing people. It's here to teach us the power of perception, and that we, you and I, we all have the power and the capability to turn a bad situation into something good. So when we look at the nachash has a numerical value of 358. 358 is the nachash. It has the same numerical value as the word Mashiach, 358. And that's a powerful lesson, that what we see, the Nachash, as something evil and bad throughout the Torah, truly, in the end, can turn into something that saves us, become our Savior, our Mashiach. So with this, I'm going to end. Hopefully, everybody will see that we could work on, and our journey through the desert is helping us to work on our relationship with God and taking on things, even if we don't understand it, and knowing that it's all good, and looking at perception and how we perceive things, and that we have the power to turn something good. So if you enjoyed this, please email it's your enjoyment. You can email me at jbarachov@gmail.com. Follow me on the Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana, or you could reach me at jordanatorah.com. If you want to be added to the newsletter that goes out every week on Friday, please email it's your enjoyment, or you could also email me or click on my website to subscribe. Have a great, great Shabbat, everybody, and enjoy your journey.